Shawn Michaels' Sweetest Friends this year should be a special schluss for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion. And for Yidnapshir, Yeshua Daniel, and for the Simcha, and for Rav Yitzhak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Rezel, B'Tzal ben Batya, Elishuda ben Ruti, and for Kolan ben Gavriela, Matan ben Dvora, Lunesh Bismar Sesa, Bashmar Sakhana, 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 and Shmuel Lev Alexander Zisha ben Biosef, and Shmuel Pinchot Miyakov Tzvi, and it's based in the Torah, Remain or Remain, among the Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita. And the Rambam, it says that if you read a Kriya Samagillah, Kriya Mishubeshes, an inexact reading, you're Yotze, Lefishein Medakta can be Kriyasa. That you don't have to be exact in your reading. That's the Rambam, it's an interesting Rambam. There's a lot of Torah about this Rambam. It's also brought in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's explained by some to mean only when the meaning doesn't change. Instead of Yehudim, Yehudim, something like that, but not anything significant. Al-Kopan, the Rambam says that if you read a Kriya Meshubeshes, an inexact reading, you're Yotze. And this is something we find only by Kriya Samagillah. There's a famous Briskara, was Mechalik between Kriya Satorah and Kriya Samagillah. There it's Limit HaTorah, and here it's Pirsumei Nisa, so you don't have to be didactic in every word. In any event, says Moreinu Rabbeinu L'Rosh Yeshiva, that the light of Purim is so great, is so high, that it doesn't have to be concretized into real letters, clear letters. And all that's revealed is the chiyus, is the basic vitality of the story. But to put it into real words is not, exact words isn't so necessary, because the light of Purim is so high. Like it says that they came from Mavis L'Chaim, that's the chiyus. That's the Simcha of Purim, Chaim, Chiyus, or alive. Maral says that they didn't take any of the spoils because they didn't want there to be any side benefits, any side gains over here. Because the Iker is the Zechia B'Chaim. The Zechia B'Chaim that was Zoch in life. That's higher than anything else. That's Mufshat. It's divested of anything physical. Maybe they didn't want to take any biza. They just wanted to appreciate the chayim. So to koy kriya mishubeshes, ein medakt can be kriyasa, because the all hamizgala b'purim, the light of Purim is so high, so elevated. It says in the Gemara that Eliyahu told Rabbi Bar Avua that Esther, when she went to the party, there's a whole slew of opinions why she went to the party. What was she thinking? Tanai Mamoroim. So they gave various reasons, and Eliyahu said they're all true. It doesn't necessarily mean she thought of all of these reasons, but Purim goes to such a place, such a high place, that everything is included. It connects to the root of life. It's, in other words, on a purely objective level of existence, of reality, all the reasons were true. Doesn't mean she necessarily thought of them, but they were all true, because that's Purim. Purim is going to the basic root of life, of existence. And that's why the Rambam says, Ein medaktikin b'kriyasa, because the light of Purim hasn't come down so low that it has to be completely enclosed in proper words. We can add that the Gemara has psichos, very, very key. Psichos, the Megillah's Esther, psukim that they used to sort of encapsulate what the Megillah is about. One of them was Vehayel Hashem Lashem L'Shem, will be for Hashem as a name. La'os Olam is an eternal sound like Christ, won't be called Hashem L'Shem is a Mikra Megillah. It'll be for Hashem as a name. That's Mikra Megillah. Now, in old Mikra Megillah, we don't have Shem Hashem. The Maral explains at the end of Zekdama, the Or Chadash, Shemitzadecha Dafka Meruv Kedushaso. It comes from such a high place. Since it comes from such a high place, such a hidden place, God's name isn't explicitly mentioned. On the other hand, it's so low in this world, Olam Hativi, without an Eis Galui, therefore the Shem Hashem isn't mentioned in the Megillah. It's both. It's higher than this world, so Shem Hashem isn't mentioned, and it's completely within this world, so it's too low for Shem Hashem to be mentioned, because it's in the world of Teva. So it emerges that dafka by reading the Megillah and going through the whole Nes, so that's how Shem Hashem comes out. It says in the Gemara that Vahayel Hashem L'Shem is Mikra Megillah. So the name isn't explicit, but when you read the whole Megillah, then you get to the name of Hashem. That's where Hashem comes out. And that's a key of the pasuk Zeh Shemi La'olam. This is my name forever, Shmos 3:15. And it says, without a vav, Le'alam, He'elem, that God's name is revealed in a hidden way. Because by Mechias HaMalek, the name of God is revealed. Because as a Malek, when a Malek is in the world, when a Malek is in the world, God's name isn't complete. So this whole story of the Malek, there's a Malek here, dealing with a Malek. Ein Hashem Shalem, Yod Al Kes Ka, Melcham Al Hashem Ba Malek. It says Yod and then the Hey without the latter Vav and Hey. So there's a Ha'alama here of Shem Hashem. And it comes out when you read the Megillah. It says, Kol Mokom Asher Askir Es Shemi Avoy Lecho Berachticha. Whenever I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. Shmos 20:21. It's known what it says in the Kadmonim, in the Sefer Tzura HaMor in Parashat Yisrael, Sefer Lechem Shemayim Yume Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Very interesting idea. And what it says in the Gemara in Yume and Dav Samech Vav, Shashem HaYotze Mipi Kohen Gadol B'Kedusha B'Tahara. What does that mean? It would come, go out. The name would go out of the Kohen Gadol's mouth with holiness, with purity. That's Kipshuto. It would go out without a kimas fasaim shel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wouldn't have to move his lips. It would just come out. So if Kriyas HaMegillah is Kriyas HaShem HaShem, Vaya Hashem LaShem LaShem, it's Mikra Megillah. So the Iker Yitzia of Shem HaShem is going to be like on Yom Kippur. It's coming out automatically. It's not. Doesn't have to be explicitly said. Just like on Yom Kippur. Hashem yoytze mipi kohen gadol b'kedusha v'tahara just comes out automatically. So to hear the shame comes out automatically without any specific kavana, without any maisa on our part. It just comes out. Maybe that's what the Rambam means when he says, if you read a kriya meshubeshes, you're yotze. You're not medaktik because it just comes out by itself. You don't have to worry. You do your best and whatever comes out, but God's name is going to come out, just like by the kohen gadol. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, that Minhag Kol Yisrael Lifshot Es Kol HaMegillah Lifnei Kriyasa. There's a Minhag of all of Israel. When he says Israel, he's including America, he's including South Africa. All of the Jewish people have a Minhag to first unravel the whole Megillah. Before you read the Megillah, like we all know, that's what the Baal Kori is doing before he reads the Megillah, he opens up the whole thing. Then he reads the Megillah, and the Rambam says, "Ukshiyigmor choizer v'kolchom uvorich borcha shalachareil." And then when he finishes reading the Megillah, Ma'ose, he wraps it up again, and then he makes the final bracha. Ma'od me'anyen im nedayek b'Rambam nireh that the kricha, the wrapping it up afterwards, the rolling back up of the scroll after the reading, is part of the Minhag Kol Yisrael. Minhag Kol Yisrael is to unravel and then to ravel it back together, if that's a word. To roll it back together. Unroll and roll. Otherwise, why are you doing it before the bracha to hefsik? No, do things before the bracha. Just make the bracha and then do it. Why does Ramachal mention it? Why, like the famous Rambam where he says, Paskins Olam Minestapik by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Pshatis. He has to towel himself off. So the Mefarshim there say, yeah, there's a din like that also. He has to towel himself off. Hefsek, de kahuna, chule b'chule, a lot of Torah about that. So you think, no, of course, Kohen Gadol is tovel. He has to, no, it's not just that he's tovel and he has to dry himself off. That's part of the din. So here also that they're rolling it up together. It's a din. And it's rare the Rambam says, mina kol Yisrael. We have a nechos tshuva 3:4. No kol Yisrael, the harbos, b'seris me tshuva, tadam, chule. Avala, הניסוח הזה של מן הכל ישראל זה לא 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 שגור בפי הרמב״ם, לא רואים את זה בתדירות, זה לא מצוי במיוחד. So what's this idea of Minakol Yisrael, and that includes even the wrapping up afterwards? So it appears, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita Zol Zayin Gezut and Shtak. We have Rosh Yeshiva Zatzals, but this Rosh Yeshiva, the Havli Bodo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Moreno Rabbeinu Rabbi Yonison Shlita, should live forever. So it appear that Pshitas Kol Megillah Hi Gufa Chelik Me'Apirsumei Nisa. That when you open up the Megillah, that's part of the Pirsumei Nisa. In other words, you're saying that the Hashgacha was there, there was this divine providence from beginning to end. It was all mituchnan merosh. It was all pre-planned. Kadosh Baruch Hu was buried the refuah before the Makkah. Hashem knew it was all coming and he planned it all out. Hashem gave the guy the heart attack on the airplane and he also made sure that there was a doctor sitting in the next row. Already by Purim, so I'll tell you, there was once a lady. This is a joke from the olden days. It was a lady, and she started crying out on the plane. She says, "Is there a doctor here? Is there a doctor here?" Like, so five doctors show up, and she said, "All right, are any of you single? I'm looking for a boy for my daughter." That was when, like, it was a thing, like to be Jewish, to be a doctor. That was the goal. Today, it's not. People who want money aren't going in for medicine. That's sometimes even people go to medical school and then they go into business. That's where the heavy money is. Not that one should work for money. That shouldn't be the ultimate goal. But the ultimate goal should be meaning and being an Oved Hashem and contributing to society, etc. But unfortunately, the way people think is that the money is the ikar. So being a doctor today isn't like, used to be a joke. A woman's walking down the street with her two little children. So, oh, what are their names? So cute. Ah, David, the three-year-old. David, the doctor, he's 3 years old. And Michael, the lawyer, he's a year and a half, right? Already a doctor and a lawyer. But today in business. Anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bo'er refua koidem l'mako. B'chol seder pikas hama'oiro shebishaito hayanira kemikrim bilti kshurim ze bo ze. Lebesoif nireis ha'ashgocha ha'koileles. Ve'ashomeret al hakol. V'kin yishamu sham ba'gemora im lo ase lefnim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ase lefnim. It was all just a show. God wasn't planning to wipe us out. And that's why we wear masks. It's all a mask. But God was really behind it, the loving God who's going to protect us from our enemies, as he always does as we continue to exist. Often shall pile plows after thousands of years. Or until this very day, they're trying lahashmi laharagu lahabedis kol ayudim min arba zokin tafin noshim b'yay mechot. That's mamish the goal. They're working on that very hard as we speak. Akoponim, Moirai b'Raboy say that was all part of the plan. It was all pre-planned. So therefore, you open up the whole Megillah. But when you roll it up at the end, what are you showing? You're showing that after all the revelation of the Mahalach of this great Yeshua, Mitocha Hester, Megillas Hester, Legalus is Hester. Now everything goes back to the Mahalach HaPnimi, the Hanister, the Hastomius. Now it goes back to the hidden place. And even Lasid Lavo, everything's going to be batel. Megillas Esther is not going to be batel. Because then, as tiye Yeshua zot kolelet mashadain atid lehitgalot mitoch hastamiyut. Because then that Yeshua, the Yeshua of Lasid Lavo, is going to include what is going ultimately to be revealed, mitoch hastamiyut. In other words, this stamiyut, the Legula of Lasid Lavo doesn't include the stamius, the hiddenness of the Megillah. There's still something hidden, like we saw before. God's name isn't mentioned because the whole story comes from a makom pnimi v'nistar, so high up. And that's Purim. So Memela, since it's the Yeshua is mitocha Hester, so you close it back up and you say, after all is said and done, there's still a lot hidden over here. On one hand, God had it all planned out, and it looks like we understand. And in the future, we're going to understand a lot more. A lot of times in life, we think, now I know why that had to happen to me. Of course, we believe in God, we believe in Hashgacha. But we have to know, whatever our machshavas are, why things happen to us. It could be what it's correct what we're thinking, but it could be a thousand other reasons as well. But Yosef, in the Torah in Siman Tov Reish Sadi, writes, there's a tzad to read B'neshima Achas Kol Soif Pasuk in Pasuk Shel Acharov, to read in one breath the end of the Pasuk with the next Pasuk. It's mashma there that there was a tzad to say that Ganze Megillah should be read B'neshima Achas in one breath. It's just a milsa de lo yefshir, Ayin Sham in the Beis Yosef. So instead you read the end with the beginning. Who canal shapil sumei nisa kan, who laharos ech shakol niskor biskira achas. It's to show how everything is. God takes one look, one view, and He sees everything together, all the details together, and He has everything planned out. There are a lot of dots. God already connected the dots from the beginning. From the beginning, Hashem had all the dots connected. And Mimela, you should read it B'Neshima Achas if you could. In one breath, because don't separate between the Maoris. Don't separate. They're all interconnected. At the end, he brings from the Ibn Ezra, Shemetchila Nichtav HaMegillah Ki Geras B'li Pisuk, Rak Mucha Yoter Neschalek L'Psukim. Originally, they weren't Psukim. So that's Gevaldik, because that's really what the Megillah is about. It's just one big story together. Everything is interconnected, and that's why we the Oifen Hakriya reveals that where it's ideally we should read the whole Megillah B'Neshim Achas, but like the Beis Yosef brings a tzad that at least to read the Soif Pasuk with the next Pasuk B'Neshim Achas to show that it's not, there really shouldn't be Pisuk here. Afterwards they made it into Pesuk and was broken up into Pesuk, like all Kisvei HaKodesh B'Ezra Yosef. So at the beginning, we know that there's Ashgacha, it's all interconnected, but then at the end, even before we make the bracha, we close it up to show there's something Nistar here. My Rabbi Isai, Shtena od harbe harbe mal adaber, ani modeh lechem od ha'azana, bezrat Hashem. Nachon amshich, shalom, shalom.